Now, many of you listeners can probably relate to the experience of having to work with a colleague who's as calculating as Hannibal Lecter, who leers at you all day, fretting over every minor mistake, whose lack of emotion makes your day at work a living hell. While our depictions of psychopaths might be more in the realm of the dramatic, the disturbing aspect is that many of us are drawn into the orbit of such people who have potential to completely destroy individuals through their destructive behaviour. On the line, we've got author David Gillespie, who's got a new book, Taming Toxic People, The Science of Identifying and Dealing with Psychopaths at Work and at Home. Now, he's going to let us know how to deal with these sort of bullies, the Captain Shouties and the passive-aggressive manipulators, so we can keep our sanity. Good afternoon, David.
G'day.
Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
Pleasure.
Now, firstly, what was it that drew you to this topic? Was there a personal encounter or something from conversations that you've had that, you know, inspired this book?
Well, my day job is that I'm a lawyer, and I don't know whether it's just a legal profession or not, but you certainly encounter your fair share of psychopathic personalities at work, and I've certainly had the pleasure, if you want to say, of working with quite a number of them. And at first, it was really, really confusing. They're extraordinarily unpredictable, remorseless, ruthless, vengeful, all of those sorts of things. But what I started to discover when I started to talk to other people about it was there was a pattern to it. These people always tended to work the same way, and I wanted to understand what it was that was driving them and whether or not their behaviour could be predicted and controlled.
Yeah, right. The psychopath seems like a fairly harsh word. I think the Greek, it's diseased mind in Greek.
Yeah. In the olden days, that's exactly what it meant. It meant what we would today describe as mentally ill. But the word in English has sort of moved towards it being sort of the criminal chop-you-up kind of person.
Yeah.
And we've invented another word meaning to describe exactly the same kind of person, but which we think is a little bit kinder, calling them a sociopath or even a malignant narcissist. But they're all just different words for the same personality, and that personality has a feature which is a complete and total lack of empathy or a lack of care for other humans.
Yeah, right. And that lack of empathy, that gives them this ability to sort of do things that other people would think twice about, right? I mean,
yeah,
they would just not even think about stamping, putting people down or
well, yeah, empathy is what makes us treat humans different to inanimate objects. empathy is a little barrier that forms in our mind that says, I wouldn't want that done to me, so I'm not going to do it to them. It stops us hurting other people. And psychopaths simply do not have it and have no real concept of what it even means. So they don't have those barriers where you or I might decide, well, I don't, you know, I really, even though I could, I don't want to hurt that person because I don't want to cause harm. A psychopath just sees the person as an object that's in their way.
Yeah, right. What are some really good signs that we can look for that might help us identify a psychopath, especially in the workplace?
Well, usually when you first met them, they were probably nothing like what they are now. So when you first met them, they were probably the most charming, lovely person you ever encountered in your entire life. Psychopaths are very, very good at doing cold reads on us. They can tell what we want to hear. They can reflect that back to us. And we often come away from our first meeting with them thinking, wow, what a terrific person they are. And that usually changes very, very quickly for the people who work for the psychopath. For the people that the psychopath works for, it never changes. They work very hard at keeping that mask in place for people who can affect their career. But for people who are their workers, people who they perceive as their possessions, that changes very, very quickly to a mode of bullying and manipulation, so that they will rotate round favoritism within the group. This week it'll be that person, next week it'll be another person. They'll rotate around victimizing within the group. So just to keep everybody in line, sort of like a public execution every now and then, so that everybody else feels like, oh, I better keep my head down or I'm next. That's the kind of personality we're talking about.
And that's a really scary thing. And I think I've been in workplaces like that where it's a real toxic environment. You know, you sort of feel like you're in a real no-win situation.
And you feel like you can't trust anyone.
Yeah.
You don't know who is talking to the psychopath, who is not, who is on your side, who is not. it really destroys trust in the workplace. And at the end of the day, what builds trust into a community or a workplace is empathy. And when that's destroyed by a psychopath, nothing can be achieved cooperatively.
Well, do psychopaths have a goal in mind? Are they just trying to be sort of at the top of the tree? Like, are they just trying to be controlling? Like, what are they actually thinking, do you think?
Their goal is very, very simple, which is, what can I do right here, right now, which will increase the amount of money in my pocket or power that I have? It is really that simple. There's nothing more complicated than that. There's no large-scale strategic planning. There's nothing like that. Unfortunately, they are completely fearless and have no regard for consequences. They cannot be threatened. They cannot be punished. They will do what they are going to do, and they will lie about it constantly, and there is nothing you can do about it other than design a workplace to defeat them.
I guess the tricky thing is, if you want to try and avoid hiring a psychopath, it's very hard because they're very deceitful, right? I mean, they're going to show you whichever side they want.
Extremely hard to avoid hiring them because they come across, as I said, like the perfect employee. They will say exactly what you want to hear, and usually that means that they come out at the top of the list of potential hires. They are very easy to hire.
Are there any particular professions that you think psychopaths are drawn to in more than others?
Any profession that involves the person having power over other people, power or influence over other people, or money. So when they've done surveys of professions and tried to nail down which ones are more likely, and there's many quibbles about the way these surveys have been done, but they tend to come up with the things that you might expect, which is that at the top of the list are things like lawyers, doctors, media, journalists, actors, politicians, all of that sort of thing tend to be at the top of the list. And professions where you are, I guess, more in a serving role, helping or attending to the needs of others, like nurses, teachers, etc., tend to be at the bottom of the list.
Sure. Do we have any psychopaths in our current parliament?
I think a better way to put that question is, I think it's better to assume all politicians are psychopaths until proven otherwise.
Now, I'm sure your book, Taming Toxic People, goes a long way to teaching people how to deal with psychopaths and sort of strategies they should use. Can you give us a little bit of a quick rundown on maybe some of the best things you can do if you do identify a psychopath?
Sure. Well, if the psychopath is your boss, then there is no two ways about it. They are going or you are going, but staying there is just destructive to you. The only way they are going to be going is if they want to, or their bosses wake up to the fact that that's what they're dealing with, because you can't get rid of a psychopath from below. Unless you can get a critical mass of everybody else in the organisation to say the same thing as you, which is going to be very difficult, and they will have worked hard to make sure that doesn't happen. So if you're going, then you've got to do it in a way that damages you the least. And the way to do that is to buckle down, do exactly what they ask you to do when they ask you to do it, as long as it's not illegal. Do not show any form of emotion whatsoever, because they will use that as a lever against you. Do not lie at all, because they will use that as a lever against you. Record everything they say to you. By that I mean take notes of everything they say to you, and confirm every instruction they give you in writing. Also, it isn't a bad idea to throw in a good helping of flattery. even really obvious flattery isn't obvious to them, because they believe they are the smartest person on the planet. And if you tell them that, they'll think that's just you being observant.
Yeah, right. Oh man, I'm. It scares me to think that I was in workplaces like this, and probably many people are. And it's not,
I haven't spoken. I haven't spoken to a person yet who has looked blankly at me and said, "I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never encountered that."
I was just thinking, there's a lot of workplaces now that have like psychometric testing when you go for a hire, getting hired for a job. Well, would a psychopath basically lie in these tests and just say what they think they need to hear, need to say?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. They will test very well psychometrically because they're very good at determining what you want to hear. And so doing tests is not a way to detect a psychopath.
Well, that's a bummer. I mean, how are we supposed to figure this out?
Oh. Well, you could shove their head in an MRI machine, but that might be a little bit invasive.
Maybe. Oh, you're saying so there is a scientific
there
way of testing?
There is a way to tell from an MRI. Their brains actually have a different structure.
Okay.
So that is a way to tell, but not a lot of people are going to line up for that one.
You wait, one day we'll all be doing MRIs before we get jobs. That'll be the thing. Look, this is a really interesting topic, and I'm sure we can find out a lot more from your book, Taming Toxic People, The Science of Identifying and Dealing with Psychopaths at Work and at Home. We didn't even get to talk about at home, psychopaths at home, but I'm sure
that's a whole other kettle of pain.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But you can grab that book, I'm sure, from any good bookstores and also online at panmacmillan.com.au. David Gillespie, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
Absolute pleasure.
Really great to talk to you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was David Gillespie. As I was mentioning there, he's written a book about how to identify and deal with psychopaths at work. It's a really interesting topic, and one that, you know, when you start thinking about it, you go, I've worked with these people. I've worked with people like that. And it's really scary. And I think this book is for you if you're really unsure about how to deal with it. Or maybe you've just been jumping jobs, just having to deal with people like that.